East Coast Radio News Watch. News, traffic, weather.
An investigation's underway after a woman was shot dead in Tongaat, north of Durban. Reaction Unit South Africa spokesperson Prem Balram says the incident happened in Makwaveni last night.
We were informed of a shooting in progress, and when reaction officers and paramedics got to the scene, they established that a woman and her nephew were walking on a footpath when a lone gunman produced a firearm and opened fire. He fired two rounds and then fled on foot. A 61-year-old female was declared deceased.
Several people are recovering in hospital after a deadly crash in the Durban CBD. A man was killed last night when a car and a buggy collided on the corner of Shepstone Road and Pine Street. ALS paramedic spokesperson Gareth Jameson says emergency services found the buggy lying on its roof when they arrived at the scene.
Paramedics found that one person, a male believed to be in his 30s, had sustained fatal injuries and he was declared deceased on the scene. One male had sustained critical injuries and six others sustaining moderate injuries. All of the injured had been stabilized on scene by advanced life support paramedics before they were transported to various Durban hospitals for the further care that they required. At this stage, the events leading up to the crash is unknown. However, SAPS and Metro Police were in attendance and will be investigating further.
And abroad, a fire at a nightclub in the West Indian state of Goa has killed at least 23 people. The blaze broke out around midnight at a club in Apora. Authorities investigating the incident say three people died from burn injuries while the others died from suffocation. It's understood at least three tourists were among those who died, though officials haven't yet shared their nationalities. And finally, Eskom has affirmed that the power system remains stable this festive season. The utility says unplanned outages are down 729 megawatts and diesel use has fallen for the first time this year. Spokesperson Daphne Mogwena says the energy availability factor is up, reflecting stronger and more reliable generation. She says additional generation capacity will be coming online to meet peak demand.
South Africa has now experienced 203 consecutive days without an interrupted supply, with only 26 hours of load shedding recorded in April and May during this financial year. To maintain a stable electricity supply, Eskom will bring 3,600 megawatts of generation capacity online ahead of the evening peak on Monday.
Wet weather is expected across KZN today. Durban, Ulundi and Mooi River reach a high of 24 degrees. Newcastle and Ladysmith 26, Richards Bay 25, Pietermaritzburg 21, Margate 23 and 22 for Kokstad and the Berg. Morning swells are reaching 1.5 meters at the Durban beach with sunrise at 13 minutes to 7. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.